This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. It's important for us to have a clear vision of what we stand for. So let me ask you, when you wake up in the morning, do you have any idea what's important to you? For most people, it's just getting through the day, and of course, that's important. Survival is a value. I hope you're still with us at the end of the day. But beyond that, can you see in your mind's eye what's important to you? Do you have a clear vision of what you would be willing to go to the mat for? What, if anything, would you be willing to die for? I know that's a tough question, especially on Monday morning. But if a person is only willing to live for themselves, whenever it's time for them to die, I would venture to say they will die a lonely death because they've surrounded themselves, well, with themselves over the course of their lifetime. If having a clear vision of your values is important, how do you get that? Well, here are some specific steps you can take to help you determine your values in life. Start by asking yourself what's really important to you. That makes sense, doesn't it? Most people never ask that question. Try this. If you had but one day left on this earth, who are the people you would want to talk to tell them you love them? And right there, I mentioned a value, love. That's a value, wouldn't you say? Love, especially sacrificial love, self-giving love, is a very significant value. So think about it. Who are the people you love enough that you would want them to know what's important to you about living a meaningful life? Would it be your children? What would you tell them about life? Would you say, take care of yourself and forget about anyone else? You're the only one that's important. Only take care of number one. Well, if a person really believed that and lived that, they probably wouldn't care enough to make that call to anyone in the first place, would they? So maybe you would say love. That's a value. Maybe you would say care and concern. And yes, those are expressions of love, but those are also standalone values for us to live by. So most people will want to talk to their family, and family is certainly a value. Now, what would you tell your family about what's really important to you? Maybe you would talk about living life to the fullest, embracing life as it is, not pretending to live a false life. Those are values. So think like that as you imagine that conversation with your family. That will help you determine what's really important to you. And then there are friends, friends beyond your family. Maybe you have one or two really good friends you'd want to talk to. Why? Well, you've been through a lot maybe, and this or that friend is a true friend because why? Well, you're loyal to them. They're loyal to you. So there's a value, loyalty. So ask yourself what your vision is for your family, for your friends. What kind of person do you want to be with these people? As you address that question, you'll probably come face to face with values like integrity, honesty, loyalty, commitment. And those are certainly values to live for, to stand for. And here's something else to remember. No one cares about you like you care about you. I think that's why the Bible tells us to love our neighbors as ourselves. Here's something you need to remember. Don't let someone else determine what you stand for. If you do, you might end up living someone else's life instead of your own. Determine what you stand for. That's what I mean by no one cares about you like you care about you. You care for yourself by giving yourself to God and these values. So determine what you stand for. It's an exercise you need to go through for yourself. I didn't say by yourself necessarily, but for yourself. Seek wisdom from others for sure, and wisdom from the ages. But don't let someone determine your values for you. Once you come up with your own based on your personal convictions, you will be stronger and wiser. But don't let someone determine your values for you. Once you come up with your own based on your personal convictions, you will be a stronger and wiser person. You see, if you don't know what you stand for, you'll likely fall for anything. So stand strong, my friend, and then come back here next week and join me right here. In the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs and drank a coffee.